So I, like I mentioned, I just quit my job that I've had for like the last 4 years, and it wasn't that fun at the end, but it was cool in the middle. And I used to travel a lot. I worked for like a comic book and card store, and we would go to a lot of conventions. And the best convention we ever did was in Las Vegas. And I don't know if anyone's been to Las Vegas, but the reason that one is the best is because it was in Las Vegas. So you go work at the convention for 8 or 10 hours a day, and then when you leave, you're in Las Vegas, and you get to enjoy all the wonders of this city. So I promise this is a G-rated story, by the way. This is nothing inappropriate. But the last night of the show, it was our best convention ever, like sales-wise. So our boss took us out to this really nice steak and seafood place. And we were seated, there's like 8 of us at a table, and we're seated like in like an L kind of. And right behind us were these 2 guys. And at one point, they turned around and complimented me and my coworkers because we have like really great beards. Like this is trimmed now, but I used to have like a really gnarly, like long beard. And so we started talking, because when a guy compliments another guy's beard, it's like a magical bond is formed. And we struck up a friendship, and they started buying us things for our table. They bought us appetizers, they bought us bottles of wine. It was crazy. I don't know why they were doing this. And we kind of got to talking about why they were there. And even at the end of the night, like, they had an endless supply of cash. At the end of the night, they told my boss, they're like, hey, we'll switch bills with you if you want. Because I bet the two of them, they spent more than the 8 of us, which was true. They did spend more than the 8 of us on dinner. But as we were talking to them, we realized why they had all this money. Because at one point, one guy says, hey, have you ever had dinner with the mob before? And I'm like, excuse me? And he goes, well, you have now. And come to find out, so they were they're not violent criminals. They were in the drug trade in California. And they had just been raided the night before. This is absolutely true. And so they decided to come to Las Vegas to escape the authorities and just have a fun night. And somehow they ended up seating behind us, paying for our dinner. It was crazy. You guys, when someone turns to you and says, have you ever had dinner with a mob before? That is a very scary thing. Like, I don't know what to say to that. But it really happened. We got away from them. They tried to hang out with us after dinner. We were like, no, we're good. We're just going to go back to our hotel. We didn't. We didn't get tied up in the mob, though, I promise. I don't have mob ties. I am a safe and legal citizen of the U.S. No criminal activity here. Even though I just told you all like 10 minutes ago to go steal breakfast. I'm not really a criminal, I promise. Oh, man. All right. So that's my favorite vacation story that I've had so far. Maybe I'll get another good one out of